In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The first commandment teaches that whatever you place all your fear, love, and trust in is your God. It can be anything. Money, status, power, privilege. But the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will not share his glory with another. He alone provides for you, created you, loves you, and he won't be first among equals. He won't be the first and best among many. He will be the one and only. He's a jealous God. You can't serve him and something else. Either you'll hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. So why do you worry? Why are you afraid and anxious? Are you not the redeemed child of God in Christ Jesus? Worry and anxiety are unbelief. Do they fill your heart because you don't really believe or trust God's promise to provide for all your needs of body, life, and soul? Do you think you must strive, labor, and toil? And if that's not enough or fails, you'll be lacking. But so also are greed and avarice, buying and hoarding because you can, unbelief. The older translations said you cannot serve God and mammon, not simply money, not simply wealth, which is in and of itself neutral, but that which is hoarded in excess of daily need. Mammon is a God who doesn't want the poor helped, who wants only earthly treasures to be hoped in, who fills your conscience with worry, anxiety, and sorrow. Mammon seeks only to bring you into the snare of the devil. You cannot serve both it and the true God. Yet Satan deceives you, as he did Adam and Eve, into thinking the true God doesn't provide, or at least not enough. And his word is false, and he a liar. So you focus on the things of this world, which are here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire. Perhaps Emmaus is, by the grace of God, unique in this, but as you consider your neighbors, consider also what you think you've hidden in your own heart. What would give greater joy? Winning the lottery, or hearing God's word and receiving the sacrament? What brings greater grief? To lose your bank account as your TV and car are stolen, or to not receive the means of grace anymore? To be more concerned with temporal goods is to already have your reward. It's to be thrown into the unquenchable fire. Repent. If you doubt God's provision of bodily needs, there's no way you can believe he provides for your eternal needs. You cannot disbelieve one part of Holy Scripture and then confess Jesus as Lord. However you might focus on the things of this world is to sow to the flesh. But that reaps only corruption. You will die and be damned. Be like the widow of Zarephath. She had nothing and was soon to die. Reason would have told her God had abandoned her, that he cared nothing for her or her son. Yet the word of the Lord promised to provide not only for her and her son, but also for the holy prophet Elijah. And he did, for the word of the Lord is true. He provides. Neither he nor his promises can be broken, disproved, or false. The widow received from the hand of the Lord Jesus. She and her son ate and lived. Worship of the true God is the confident trust that he is a loving father who cares for all your needs of body and soul in his crucified son. To worship the true God is to simply receive from him. Consider last week's Samaritan leper. Cast out, he believed the word of Jesus, was cleansed, and praised God in Christ. Consider again today's widow. The words spoken by Elijah seemed foolishness, yet she believed. And the flour was not used up, nor did the oil run dry. So it is for you. He who cleansed the Samaritan leper cleanses you in his baptism and by his absolution. He who provided for Zarephath's widow and son also provides for you in his body and blood. Indeed, there is no higher worship of Christ than to receive his body and blood from his hand. For he who formed you in your mother's womb is he who was nailed to the cross in love for you. He cares and provides for your every need of body and soul. Why then are you anxious and full of worry? God provides for all your needs of body and life in Christ Jesus, and you lack absolutely nothing. He gives you house and home, food and drink, clothing and shoes, and so on. For he gives to you freely out of love, because Jesus toiled and labored on your behalf. His whole life was one of hard work, toil, and labor for you, and it culminates upon the cross. There Jesus sweats and labors that you never would. Jesus suffers pain and death that you receive freely. Jesus dies that you may live. So if you say you have no clothing, Jesus dresses you in the baptismal robes of his righteousness, woven in the blood and sweat of his cross. If you say you have no home, Jesus brings you into his church, formed from the blood and water of his side. If you say you have no family, Jesus makes his father your father, himself your brother, and all the holy prophets and apostles, the patriarchs, martyrs, confessors, and all the saints to be your friends, your brothers and sisters in Christ, also redeemed by his blood. If you're poor, Jesus makes you an heir of his kingdom and gives the holy angels to serve you. If you're hungry, Jesus feeds you with his body and blood offered up once for all, filling you with forgiveness. Because Jesus provides for your soul, he now provides for your body. Why should it be any different? Look how he clothes the grass in splendor and feeds the birds of the air. They're fed and gloriously clothed, and not a single sparrow falls in death apart from the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus. Are you not worth more than they? Certainly, for you've been bought at the price of the precious blood of Jesus and his innocent sufferings and death. Be like the birds and desire what Jesus sows. Desire his word where he proclaims your reconciliation to the Father by virtue of his cross, where he makes you every guaranteed promise that he most certainly keeps. Be like the lily clothed in beauty, for you are the child of God, begotten again from above by his virgin bride in holy baptism, arrayed more beautifully than Solomon in the baptismal righteousness of Jesus Christ. Be like the lilies, and do not toil or spin. Jesus gives his gifts freely, and faith simply receives from him. For indeed, Jesus toils, labors, even dies for you, to give you all things. All you need is given you in the flesh of Jesus Christ. Indeed, the Father knows what your needs are and gives them before you ask, for he gives Jesus to die your death. And though it often may not seem like it, in him you lack for nothing. Even as you bear your cross, and sometimes even provides for others through you, and vice versa. Jesus is crucified, and your sins are forgiven, setting you free from worry. Thus he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. To be his child by baptism, to eat Jesus' living body and drink his blood, is to have richness and goodness beyond money and time, to have it beyond measure. This is what you've devoted yourself to in this place. You lack nothing. Indeed, you now have all other things, for all other things serve him. Those who worship mammon perish with their God, but not you. You worship the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit. You are baptized. You're a catechumen of Jesus. You hear his word and believe. So why worry? Why be anxious and afraid? You belong to God in Christ. Jesus provides food for the belly and food for the forgiveness of sins. He now bids you to the altar to eat and drink. Like the widow of Zarephath, here for you is bread by the word of God. Here is the word of God as bread. Come and receive from the hand of Jesus. Come, eat and drink, and lack nothing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.